Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Complete Guide to 231 Exchanges. Private Equity and DST by Lon Welsh is a practical personal finance and real estate investing guide focused on tax deferral and the shift from hands-on property ownership to more passive structures. Centered on the US 131 like-kind exchange rules, the book explains how investors can sell investment real estate and reinvest proceeds into qualifying replacement property while deferring capital gains taxes. Provided strict timelines and procedures are followed, a major emphasis is Delaware statutory trust investing, which can allow fractional, professionally managed real estate ownership that may qualify as replacement property in an exchange. Welsh also situates DSTs alongside other common passive real estate options, including REITs, syndications, opportunity zone approaches, and private equity-style vehicles, with attention to the practical trade-offs that marketing materials may downplay. The stated aim is to help investors build long-term passive wealth while navigating the July 225 tax law update referenced in the book description. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, executing a 131 exchange without breaking the rules. A central topic is the mechanics of a 131 exchange and the operational discipline required to complete one successfully. The book frames the exchange as a tax deferral strategy, not a tax forgiveness program, and therefore treats compliance as the first priority. It walks readers through the key moving parts that typically determine success: pre-sale planning, aligning a sale timeline with the identification and acquisition process, and coordinating with the professionals who handle documentation and custody of proceeds. The guide stresses the importance of using a qualified intermediary, since the investor must avoid taking constructive receipt of sale proceeds. It also highlights the practical reality that the exchange is as much a project management task as it is a tax strategy, requiring early decisions about targets, contingencies, and what qualifies as replacement property under like-kind standards for real estate. By laying out steps and checklists across phases, the book aims to reduce common failure points such as missed deadlines, poorly vetted replacement options, and last-minute decision-making that leads to suboptimal properties or unintended tax exposure. Secondly, Delaware statutory trust as a bridge to passive ownership. A major emphasis is the use of Delaware statutory trusts to help investors transition from active landlord responsibilities to passive real estate ownership while preserving the ability to complete a SANE 31 exchange. The book presents DSTs as a structure where investors can hold a fractional beneficial interest in a professionally managed trust that owns real estate, potentially allowing exposure to institutional-style properties without direct management decisions. This positioning directly addresses a frequent investor pain point wanting to exit day-to-day operations while still seeking real estate income and tax advantages. The guide also underscores the trade-offs inherent in the structure. Passive ownership can mean less control over management decisions and timelines, and the investment may involve sponsor selection risk and limited liquidity compared with selling a directly owned property. By focusing on due diligence and sponsor evaluation, the book treats DSTs not as a universal solution, but as a tool that must match investor goals, cash flow needs, and risk tolerance. In that sense, DSTs are framed as a way to get off the exchange treadmill of repeatedly buying and managing new properties after each sale. Thirdly, comparing passive real estate options beyond the brochure, the book positions itself as a decision guide, not only for 131 execution, but also for choosing among passive and semi-passive real estate vehicles. It compares DSTs with alternatives that investors often consider when they want less operational burden, including REITs, syndications, opportunity zone-related approaches, and private equity-style structures. The emphasis is on practical differences that change real-world outcomes, fee layers, promote structures, lock-up periods, liquidity constraints, and the way each vehicle may present risk and return expectations. This comparison matters because investors frequently make decisions based on headline distribution rates or simplified marketing narratives, while the true experience is shaped by governance rights, financing constraints, and the quality and incentives of the sponsor or manager. The guide also highlights how different vehicles fit different investor constraints, such as the need for diversification, the desire for professional management, or the need to coordinate a replacement property strategy within SANE 31 timelines. By encouraging side-by-side evaluation, the book aims to help readers select structures that align with their personal definition of passive income rather than relying on labels. Fourthly, checklists, due diligence, and sponsor evaluation as risk control. Another important theme is process-driven risk management, because 131 exchanges in DST investing involve strict procedures and reliance on third parties. The book emphasizes checklists and structured due diligence rather than intuition or speed. It outlines practical areas where investors can systematically reduce avoidable mistakes preparing before the sale, vetting, and selecting a qualified intermediary. Reviewing replacement options with a clear set of criteria, and evaluating sponsors and offerings with attention to incentives and disclosures. The focus on sponsor evaluation reflects the reality that many passive structures concentrate decision-making in the sponsor or manager, which makes alignment and track record critical. While the book is not a substitute for legal or tax advice, it is designed to help readers ask better questions and recognize common blind spots, such as underestimating fees, ignoring financing and debt-related constraints, or failing to understand what control rights an investor does and does not have in practice. In practice, these checklists function as a repeatable operating system that can be applied across deals, improving consistency and lowering the chance that a deadline or overlooked detail creates unnecessary tax or investment consequences. Lastly, how the July 2025 tax law update affects investor decisions. The book is explicitly positioned as updated for July 2025 tax laws, and it uses that update to show how shifting rules can change the relative attractiveness of strategies. Rather than treating tax planning as static, it encourages investors to revisit assumptions about depreciation, timing, and the interaction between tax benefits and cash flow. In the book description, the update is linked to changes such as restored 100% bonus depreciation and reshaped opportunity zone rules, which signals an intent to connect policy changes to tactical choices investors face when selling, exchanging, or moving into passive vehicles. The value of this discussion is not merely identifying that laws changed, but highlighting how investors might adjust their calculus whether to prioritize deferral, how to think about deductions in passive structures, and how to weigh tax benefits against constraints like lockups and limited control. By integrating tax law context with vehicle comparison and exchange execution, the guide aims to help readers make decisions that are both compliant and economically sound, acknowledging that tax outcomes are only one component of long-term wealth building. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate investors who already own appreciated investment property and are considering a sale but want to avoid an avoidable tax hit, as well as for landlords who are burned out on active management and want a credible path to more passive income, financial advisors, real estate agents, and other professionals who support clients through property transitions can also benefit from the structured overview of exchange mechanics, common pitfalls, and the practical questions that should be raised when evaluating replacement options. The practical payoff is a clearer, stepwise understanding of how a 1031 exchange works in the real world, plus a decision framework for whether DSTs or other passive real estate structures match an investor's goals around control, liquidity, diversification, and workload. What helps the book stand out in its category is its explicit combination of three areas that are often treated separately: the operational details of executing exchanges, the investor experience of moving from active ownership to passive vehicles, and a comparative lens on fees and lockups across common offerings. The inclusion of checklists and longer horizon comparisons is positioned to make the guidance more actionable than a purely conceptual tax overview. If you would like to support Lon Welsh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.